When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people, Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. In you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I mentioned in the introduction to our Mass today, it has been 40 days since we celebrated Christmas, the Nativity of the Lord. We come together and celebrate the presentation of the Lord, where Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple to fulfill the Mosaic law that says the firstborn male needs to be offered to the Lord. So it's important for us to focus, what does it mean? What does the revelation of the light of the world mean? And how appropriate it is to celebrate this feast during the time of winter when the night falls so soon and the days are still short. After all, we need light to see. Light is revealing. It chases away the shadows. It allows us to work, to play, and even pray at hours when the sun is absent. We need light to live. Without light, nothing grows or thrives. And even the absence of light during this season of the year can darken our moods, draining us emotionally, and to the extreme case, cause seasonal affective disorder. So just as we yearn for light during these winter months, the people of Israel were yearning for a Savior. Simeon and Anna in today's gospel are two examples of that. They were both dedicated to the Lord, and they worshiped him in his holy temple in Jerusalem. And they clung to that promise made so long ago that God would send His anointed one, the Messiah, to save the people. And with Joseph and Mary bringing Jesus to the temple, the Holy Spirit reveals to both Simeon and Anna that that promise is now fulfilled in the Christ, the Son of God. They rejoice to God because His anointed, the light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel, was now revealed to them. But how was this child to be light? So in the first sense, Jesus as light was revealing. Simeon mentioned that He was to be light for revelation to the Gentiles. Now the Jewish people considered themselves, rightly so, a chosen people. One whom God had set aside, had led, had cared for, and protected. And it was through their worship of God that they hoped to achieve salvation. But Simeon recognized that the Christ was to reveal God's love to even those who did not know it, the Gentiles. The Son of God was sent into the world to reveal to us all that God is love, that we were all created by Him, and that we are all precious to Him. Thus, it is appropriate to refer to Jesus as the light of the world, for He reveals to us all who God is. But Christ's mission wasn't just one of revelation, but also one of salvation. And so Anna offers praise to God for sending this child for the redemption of Jerusalem. Redemption, a word that means paying off a debt. Simeon mentions in his prayer to God, Christ being the salvation of all the peoples. This salvation was achieved by the sacrifice of the light of the world. You know, at the beginning of today's Mass, I blessed some candles. Candles that we use in our worship here at Our Lady. But candles are an important symbol to us. The only way this candle can give off light is by allowing itself to be consumed. In essence, giving of itself. As the candle continues to burn, we know that it will grow shorter and shorter as it gives up everything of itself. And it symbolizes the sacrifice of Jesus. Jesus had to give up everything, including His own life, for our salvation. A total giving of self, so that the light of the world could shine in this world. So this gospel story alludes to that ultimate sacrifice. The parents of Jesus give thanks to God for the gift of their Son by presenting and gifting Him to God. But in the same way, Jesus will, 30-some years later, offer His own life to the Father on the cross. But Simeon also reveals to Mary that although this sacrifice will result in the salvation for the world, it will also entail suffering for her. The spiritual writers of the church have reflected on what does this light mean for us all? And they note how some people avoid the light. And once again, it has to do with light's revealing quality. They note that the closer people draw to God, the more unworthy they feel. In other words, the closer to the light that they come, the more revealing that light is of the sins that they commit. In other words, the closer one gets to God, the realization grows how much I fall short of His expectations for me. This type of revelation is too much for some people. They become embarrassed and ashamed and turn their back completely on God, preferring to stay in the darkness and in the shadows than face the fact that they are sinners. But the truth is, we are all sinners. We all fall short of God's expectations for us. We need the light, not just to reveal our sinfulness, because the light is the source of mercy, compassion, and healing. The Holy Spirit was upon Simeon to reveal who Christ was. And the Holy Spirit is upon each of us to heal us and give us new life. God loves us, so he doesn't just reveal the truth of our sinfulness, but he offers salvation to heal us and make us whole. This offer of salvation, this process of healing, is never more apparent or real than when we gather as a people of faith to hear the word of God proclaimed, and then to receive Christ's body and blood. May it allow us to grow closer to him, the light of the world and the light of our lives. Because it is only in approaching the light that we can be assured of eternal life in heaven.